You are listening to a podcast of the Geek.io Media Network. For all of our shows and more, visit geek-io.net. And to help support the network, head over to patreon.com/geek.io.
Hey, hey you. If you're listening to this and don't want to hear expletives, you probably shouldn't listen to it. It's gonna get interesting.
This is S4, and we're here to spoil you rotten on today's geekiest shows. This may include relevant episodes up to as well as including those in the description. If you want to avoid knowing too much, then please come back later. For those who remain, I welcome you to the Small Screen Spoiler Show.
Spoilers.
Yes, indeed, friend. Hello. And welcome to me not closing the office door and being real loud to the Small Screen Spoiler Show.
Yay!
Indeed. Oh, man. I, of course, am your host, not pulling up the notes at all. CJ! Still makes no sense to me. You gotta bring ass to get ass boats.
That's why you got it. Doesn't make any sense.
Nope. And that man, of course, is Jared, softer inside voice as of Ito.
This is my inside voice.
Softer inside voice.
Isn't it octopi? It's octopi, right? I'm not the only one who thinks it's octopi.
It has to be octopi. Like, there's no way that it's octopuses. I don't.
Katie agrees that it's octopi.
It's octopi.
Carrie says octopi.
Carrie, too dangerous and you might explode. Wilcox, our producer, says that it's octopi.
Is this one of those Berenstain things? Is this happening right now?
It might be. Unfortunately, he didn't record intros for Jessica Jones, or else Daryl Stupid Burrito Shaler might be able to let us know when in his invisible third chair.
He'll let us know tomorrow.
Yeah, octopussies.
Wow.
What are we talking about tonight, Jazz?
Well, tonight we're going to talk about Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D.
Derek,
man. Season 5, Episode 16, Inside Voices. Season 5, Episode 17, The Honeymoon. We're going to talk about Black Lightning. Season 1, Episode 11, Black Jesus, The Book of Crucifixion. Episode 12, The Resurrection and the Light, The Book of Pain. Why are these titles so long? Jessica Jones, Season 2, Episode 5, The Octopus. Episode 6, FaceTime. And finally, it's back, everybody. We're going to talk about Legion. Legion. Season 2, episodes 1 and 2, chapter 9 and chapter 10.
Lesions?
Lesions. It's where you get lots of cuts on your arms, and a lady with a mustache talks to you in GLaDOS's voice while she mends your wounds.
And you fight octopuses.
Yes. And there are octopuses.
Still not sure. It has to be octopi.
I swear it's octopi.
Or indeed we are living in the darkest timeline where it is octopus.
It's another Mandela effect right now, right here.
Yeah. Shazam, Berenstain, and octopi. Oh, man. But we'll discuss more about octopi maybe after the break. Stay tuned. And welcome back. If you want an ad-free experience, make sure you tune in live, usually Mondays, at 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Pacific, over twitch.tv/geekioshow, where if you're a Twitch Prime subscriber, you can buy 500 bits for normally $5 worth of bits for $1. And you can donate those to your favorite streamers here at the Geek.io show at twitch.tv/geekio.
Yay for us.
Yay. So let's start off with Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D., shall we?
Yes, let's.
Daryl, take it away.
Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D., episode 17. You can catch more flies with honey, Moon, but even more flies with a ship premise, Sun, Coulson, and...
Wrong one.
Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D., episode 16. Inside Vices. Hey, kids. Remember half a decade ago when we were teased with Graviton showing up? No? The only bad guy who's taken longer to get here is Thanos. And they blow this reveal on the previously on section. Okay, I know. It's a tough line between spelling out that a previously assumed dead character is going to show up and having your dramatic reveal ruined because your audience has already forgotten that thing that happened 98 episodes ago. But there are less ham-fisted ways of doing it. Anyway, Hale Hydra mashes together by making the absorbing man absorb the gravitonium with some mildly psychotic side effects. Yo-Yo gets her robot arms, and I find myself wondering if those bad boys are going to be quick enough for her super speed or if it'll all go horribly wrong for her. Anyway, the arms look like some impressive CGI, but the hands look like cheap plastic gloves covered in metal. I see a lot of sleeves in her future. Meanwhile, Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. Civil War kicks off as Yo-Yo and Simmons believe themselves to be invincible because they have a presence in the future and they plan to use this invincibility to save the Earth from being destroyed. Oh my fucking God, that is the most stupid thing I've ever fucking heard in my entire fucking life. Let me reiterate this here. They believe they cannot be killed because the future cannot be changed. And they plan to use this invincibility to change the future. Either the future can be changed and they are quite fragile, or the future is fixed and so is the shattered Earth they witness that they're trying to save. Fuck me sideways, they are fucking idiots. For a moment, it appears they might actually not be stupid when it looks like the Russian roulette ploy is just to get Fitz out of his cell, but oh no, they are serious. Seriously fucking stupid. So over to Quake, who, when faced with not knowing where the plot is going, decides to consult the Wikipedia page to get some pointers. This is done in the form of Robin, and we get an outside shot that lasts 1.4 seconds before back inside a Quintjet. While there, Robin recognizes May as her future mama, and Quake remembers a flashback scene because she recorded those episodes and watched them earlier. I mean, they were only shown to the audience, right? I don't know. Meanwhile, Absorbing Man rescues Coulson and Talbot, and Coulson does what he does best. He dies. This satisfies the prediction of his death in a Buffy will die at the hands of the Master style, and I'm sure it'll be the last that we hear of it. Huzzah! Dominatrix Barbie shows up in her badass shoulder pads to recapture them, and Absorbing Man takes some impressive shots to a very fleshy face by absorbing the force of those dumbbells. I don't know, this whole show has become dumbbell. At least we see the girl in the flower dress who took out a little time from filming Preacher to come back for the stinger.
And that's it.
Yeah, that's pretty much it. I think you covered the whole thing.
Literally shot by shot. Other than the fact that we've discovered that indeed Hail Hydra is the worst villain we have ever had on Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. Do you know why, Jared Isabito?
Because Rob Dalton doesn't exist in your headcanon?
Is it?
No, it's Brett Dalton. I just like screwing with you.
Because she took away Coulson's Captain Crunch.
Oh, yes. She is cruel. Cruel and unusual. Taking a man's Captain Crunch. It's
You are just right. Irredeemable at this point, Hale.
But he did call Hale's thing the Evil League of Evil, which I'm pretty sure is straight from Dr. Horrible, right? Are we doing Whedon references in a Whedon show? Is that happening?
We are now at this point referencing our own stuff.
Okay, just making sure I heard that right.
I'm waiting for them to literally call out the word dollhouse on this. Like, we're going to find a place where the Russian guy is being made and they're going to call it the dollhouse.
Yes. And also,
at that point, lose my shit.
I'm done.
I'm out. I'm out. Because at that point, Ward will show back up, and I'm just fuck.
It's Hive. Oh no.
I was okay with Hive showing up because he just looks horrible. It's just when Ward shows up, just like no, stop it.
Stop it. We've moved on. We've moved on from Ward. Let it go. Just let it go. Show.
Yes.
You want to bring back the gravitonium? Fine. Fine.
Yeah, that's fine.
We remember that from season one, vaguely.
Some of us do.
I remember that happening and the guy getting sucked into it. And I was like, oh, that's a weird thing. And then we're never going to revisit that. Or are we?
Can we revisit it? Jesus Christ, Jazz. This show has been on for half a decade now.
I know, right?
The fuck is time anymore?
No, I have a six-year-old.
Right? Like
an eight-year-old? Nine-year-old?
I have an eight-year-old, yes. She's turning nine this year.
Ah, yeah.
You're telling me!
So, yeah.
Robot arms, absorbing gravitonium can't be good for anybody.
No, especially when you're floating around and having weird psychotic episodes of memories from other people arguing. Somehow,
gravitonium is sentient-ish.
Yeah.
Something.
It's like Farouk, and every time it absorbs somebody, it also, you know, absorbs their sentience and it becomes a part of them.
Sure.
Yeah, sure. I don't
know. Blind.
See, gravitonium is Farouk. Crossover confirmed.
And headcanon accepted.
Marvel shows. It could work.
Yeah, totally.
Disney owns Fox now. It's fine.
Yeah, that's how that goes.
That's what they were waiting for.
Yes, just the Legion Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. crossover. That's the one thing that was stopping these shows, and that's the reason why this is the last season of Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D., because it's just going to go a full over to Legion now. I loved watching Deke and Fitz together.
Yes, I enjoyed talking. I've got my note here of talking with Nana and Bobo.
Yep. Bobo Fitz is great.
Grumpy Grandpa Fitz.
Yeah.
I'm still trying to figure out what they were doing with Deke, because right now he just seems to be the annoying side character that they don't know what to do with. He's just kind of there.
He's still the audience analog.
Yeah, that's true. He gets to come in and say the things that we're all thinking.
He has kind of a subplot, but like not really. Man, Yo-Yo is mean to Deke.
Everyone's mean to Deke.
So many people are mean to Deke.
Except Simmons, I guess.
Yeah, grandma loves him. Come here to Nana and let me bake you some cookies. Simmons would be
the best.
Simmons would be the best grandma.
No doubt.
Like, in the world.
It's just like that thing she always says that we didn't hear until a few episodes ago.
Yes. It'd be a different story. It'd be a different story if she said that, like, from the beginning of the series, and that was your big payoff. Nope. Not so much.
Nah. It's cool, though. It's cool, guys. Don't worry about it.
You know what's not cool? Malik coming back.
Yeah, they keep mentioning him, but... He's not really going to come back, is he?
I think he is.
I mean, the actor died.
What the hell has that stopped anybody?
They just keep talking about him.
I think they're going to bring him back, and it's going to be weird.
No, they wouldn't do that. Harris Booth is R.I.P.
Fairly sure they would.
Now they'd bring back War before that.
Oh, fuck. What did I write? Oh. So now Baby Von Strucker is discount Ryan Reynolds.
Pretty much.
Because he looks a lot like a young discount Ryan Reynolds.
He's going to show up in a pizza place with two girls and a guy.
Yep.
Or is he the guy?
He's the guy.
He is the guy.
So, rip back ever getting a hand job again, by the way.
Oh, jeez. Man.
When jerk off goes a little bit too literally.
I don't like Mac and Yo-Yo fighting.
No.
The infighting makes me sad.
It does. I thought we would be past this by now. Show's been going on for 5 fucking years.
I know. They had traumatic future experiences. It's made everyone edgy. Also, Coulson dying.
Again and again and again. Oh my god, you killed Coulson!
Yeah. You die more than anyone I've ever met.
All right, any more notes? I have one more note, but I'm going to leave that.
I have just says Ruby. I don't remember why exactly. Maybe because she had her suit on and was throwing her Xena weapon at people.
Possibly.
And, oh, hey, it's what's her name? And to look it up.
It's Reyna!
It's Reyna. It's what's her name? The girl in the flower dress. Hmm? What's her name? Oh, it's Reyna. Reyna. That's her name.
We're getting the Inhumans back. Yay.
But it's, I mean,
it's
that was
good Inhumans, not the ones that are filmed in Hawaii, because Hawaii. No. Hawaii.
Did you know that was filmed in Hawaii? Well, I mean, it's a flashback, so and she died, so she's
a flashback.
Yeah, it said 4 years earlier.
Oh, did it? I must have missed that part.
Yeah, pay attention, CJ.
No,
you remember Reyna turned into a spiny human and died.
It doesn't mean shit to Whedon Joe.
This is fair.
Just know what show we're watching.
So then they all go through it and they save the world and, oh shoot, we were in the framework the whole time. The end. Just putting it out there.
Hawaii is a magical place.
Hawaii is a magical place. Black Bolt shows up and fights off the Kree. Seriously though, where were all the other Inhumans while the Kree were invading Earth?
In Hawaii!
I guess they Hawaii probably fell off of the Earth when it exploded.
Yeah, it's floating now. It's near the moon. Hey, Carrie, they're from the moon.
It's true. The Inhumans they live on the moon, and it's filmed in Hawaii. They like to travel back and forth between the moon and Hawaii, but nowhere else. Only Hawaii.
No, only Hawaii, because filmed in Hawaii. Go visit Hawaii.
Hey, did we mention it was filmed in Hawaii?
I don't think so.
Okay.
Episode 17 of...
And Hawaii is a pretty cool place. Yeah. I've been there. It's a beautiful place.
Wait.
It's a magical place.
18... Okay, no, I'm an idiot. I just wrote down 16 and 18, apparently. Sure.
Sure, let's just do 17. We got a lot to talk about. We can't keep Carrie up too late.
Talbot, take the show on the road as we spend a lot of this episode outside. Unfortunately, their version of outside looks a lot like a soundstage. A soundstage where they have to stop walking to talk every 5 meters because they only have so much path before they have to move the trees around. Fortunately, the moment moves on as Hot Blonde Xena, now cosplaying as a ninja bobblehead, crashes their party with her boomerang chakrams. Quake rescues them, of course, and Budget Star-Lord stands over a Hot Blonde Xena with a gun in his hand and... Of course, he gets shot and they all escape, but not before I decide to seriously want CrossFit Tinkerbell to play Harley Quinn in anything. Somewhere out there, someone is shipping Quake and Budget Star-Lord. I want to go on the record as saying that I am not one of those people. Fitzsimmons and Yo-Yo go to England using the self-driving Quintjet because they need to save money on a non-speaking extra. They also save money on landing by jumping out of the plane and save money on props by using a regular fucking backpack as a parachute. All around, they find a bright, sunny England, and while it's nice that they're outside at last, I can't help but wish they put some effort into making it look authentic. I guess they couldn't put dark filters over the cameras and wait for it to rain. They did find a right-hand drive truck, though, which is nice, but I'm not letting them off for their stupid parachutes. Anyway, they find a secret lab that has a chamber in it that looks similar to but is not the same as the one in Captain America, and I turn out to be absolutely right about Yo-Yo's robot arms. I would gloat, but seriously, I'm meant to believe that the first thing she tried after putting them on wasn't her superpower?
Right?
And if you're damn sure that if I get a robot hand, it's not going to take me more than 10 minutes to take it out for a test run, if you know what I mean. Anyway, Fitz gives a nice callback to a speech about time being fixed, and we find out that the best part of the episode, General Talbot, is actually a brainwashed Talbot. Sigh.
Yeah, I called that.
With the emotional scene where he doesn't kill Coulson because of the love they share, and then they kiss.
If that doesn't happen, I'm going to be disappointed.
Daryl does not ship the two that are probably going to be canonically together, but he ships Coulson and Talbot.
I am okay with this.
He's a Ruby fan, obviously. Jesus. F those people that are canonically together. These two must kiss. So little fairy, little crab, Daisy is going to be on Coulson's shoulder when he's looking dreadfully into Talbot's eyes. Sha-la-la-la-la-la-la, don't be shy. Don't you know you want to kiss the guy?
I like Talbot's beard. I mean, come on.
Yeah, Beard and Talbot is good.
He's a good Talbot beard. But of course he's brainwashed by Hydra. Why wouldn't he be?
Right?
That was so shocking when that happened.
Mm-hmm.
So it sucks that they used his wife. Though there was almost an emotional moment I had. I was like, oh, Talbot having a moment. And this is, we're doing this.
Okay. We're winter soldiering.
Oh, we're winter soldiering. Are you ready to comply?
I didn't particularly like this episode.
It was all right. It had its moments. I enjoyed the Fitzsimmons moments.
Yeah. Like when he said Brigadier General outranks a Boy Scout.
It's true. Fifth Dimension freak show.
Mm-hmm.
We had a lady fight.
Yeah, a good lady fight.
Pretty good lady fight.
I love badass Quake. Like, I love it when she gets an opportunity to be awesome.
But why didn't she use her power until the very end of that fight?
Reasons.
Okay, just checking. It's like, no, I'm going to fight you fair and square. Okay, I'm starting to lose, so I'll just Quake you. And you're done. Oh, wait, you're a super ninja lady.
Dick, shoot! Ha! Exactly.
But she has pouty lips and blonde hair.
And a nice rack.
And weird shoulder pads. And then the shoulder pads.
The shoulder pads are nice. They remind me of the future. We always had weird shoulder pads in the future. Nana, look, this is my girlfriend from the future. She was from Space Canada. You wouldn't have known her. It looks like getting your arms chopped off isn't all that bad.
No, you get robot arms.
Yeah.
I mean, obviously it's bad, but
yes, it's
all bad. It's like, all right, well, we're going to split up. No, we've made a deal now.
Yeah, this
never
is
split up again.
Anymore.
Fitz and Simmons, we stay together always. We will never split up again. Thank you. Thank you for doing that.
The fans yelled at us too much. We can't do that anymore. Improvising all of the bits.
Sure.
Hashtag geek.io mottos.
Improvise all the way. Hey, you guys have made a mess here. Just break all the things.
Yep. My new favorite upset saying is now, oh, for the love of flapjacks.
I don't even remember that one.
Talbot said that.
No, that sounds like something Talbot would say.
It was great.
Hail, General Hail, Hydra.
Yes. Hail Hydra.
Maybe be nice to your super trained evil daughter. Maybe just a little bit.
Yeah,
not be a jerk. I mean, I know that immediately gets paid off because we're getting ready to Gotham this whole thing. But
yep. Yeah, because we only have a couple more episodes left.
She doesn't seem that dumb because, you know, she's managed this whole weird interplanetary coup thing. But number
strong
one,
enough to survive in Hydra, like, which
but it's like, oh well, I've got this super trained daughter who could kill me if she wanted to. I'm just going to be an absolute jerk to her
all the time.
And yeah, I've got this machine in my basement that I grab onto a handle and it shoots me across space where I meet with a purplish alien man that I talk to. But time travel, that's just crazy. That's crazy talk. Don't even talk to me about that. When you're ready to tell me the truth, you can talk to me. I'm taking your Captain Crunch.
Evil woman! Too far, Hail!
Ugh. So, yeah, it's fine. It's fine.
You know what isn't fine? Watching extra what's her face try and be a doctor really horribly.
She's a horrible doctor?
She's a real horrible doctor.
And she not a doctorate in horribleness?
Not in a good, like, fan, you know, fun, great movie kind of way. She's just the worst. Why does she keep getting screen time?
Because she feels bad and she wants to make up for it.
Who did she bribe to get screen time this much this season? I don't even know who this woman is. Why is she here all the time?
She's a random S.H.I.E.L.D. agent forever.
And then all of a sudden gets a bunch of speaking roles and like a name, like what's her fucking name? Piper or some shit? Wait, the fact that I know her name.
I know, we know her name. It's Piper. Agent Piper. And Max just like, she's like, I don't know, I'm training to be a nurse, but I never actually did surgery. Max like, me either, but
fuck it,
I'll take a crack.
He's expendable, don't worry.
Oh, well, I got a steady hand. Just walk me through it.
Poor Deke.
This seems like a bad idea. Okay, let's do it.
Medicated Deke is just the best, though.
I want to put my mouth on her mouth and move it around. Only if she wants to, though, because that makes it nice. Way to be consensual, Deke.
Yeah, Deke is all about the consensual.
Be consent. Get that consent. Get that consent, son. Medicated Deke was fun. I enjoyed that. Nice little humor moment we got in this mostly kind of bleak episode.
Yeah, we also got May to shut Coulson up once and for all.
Yeah.
Admitting that she loves him!
Yeah. That whole scene was like, oh, mommy and daddy are fighting.
Aw.
I don't like it. Oh, she loves him.
Oh. She said she loves him.
But we already knew that, so.
Yeah, it's just, it's nice to hear it, even though it drives the weird, for some ungodly reason, there are a bunch of Coulson Daisy shippers.
Ew. Don't do that, guys. Come on. Come on. Stop it.
Yeah. Yeah. Literally Coulson. Anybody else but Daisy. Yeah, but
Coulson and Talbot forever.
Colbot.
Colbot. Oh, thank you, Daryl.
I didn't even think of him that way until you said it. Now I can't not think of him.
Yeah. As long as Ghost Rider doesn't come between them.
Yes.
So it could happen.
Knight Rider can, though.
Always.
My brain is falling was a great line, too.
Yes. Protecting England from evil robots with the man I love. That's also a great line.
Yes.
Oh, wait, I'm going to die. Tell me, I can't die. Time can't change. But we're gonna. We can't change time, but we're gonna try anyway, and we're gonna assume that we can't die because we live in the future that
we're trying to change.
We're trying to change.
Daryl's right. This is really bad.
Yeah, this is a bad logic loop we're stuck in.
Yes, the mental gymnastics here are real bad.
I know. You always got to be careful with time travel. It tends to mess things up.
Yeah.
Luckily, they went to the future and came back rather than going to the past and
fixing all that to begin with.
Yeah, sure. But now they're in the past.
Where the fuck is Enoch?
He died. Remember, he exploded. And for some reason, he's not just a few floors up in the lighthouse.
They're making a lot of noise in the lighthouse. Where is Enoch?
Apparently, when he died in the future, his past self also ceased to exist or something.
Died so hard, he died 50 years ago.
He died fifth dimensionally. Anyway, we've come a long way, S.H.I.E.L.D. We've come a long way.
Yes.
Hopefully, it'll get better as we get closer to the end.
Yeah, I'm having fun with this season at least.
I mean, I'm not hating it.
They're not great, but
it's just getting a little. I don't know. Like I can feel it kind of starting to sag as they're stretching it out for the last few episodes. Like they know where they're going, but they're kind of like trying to make it take time to get there. And I can feel it.
Yeah. Yeah, they're doing that drag out thing that S.H.I.E.L.D. is want to do because for some reason they continue to need to put the show on for 22 episodes a season.
It's not necessary.
It's not. You would think 5 years now that they would realize this.
Well, I mean, they did do the thing where they're not, that was like, oh, well, 22 episodes is too many. So we're just going to split the season in half and have like two separate seasons.
But they didn't do that this time. Like they're doing
future
arc and then this. Yeah, I know. But still, like it's one season. Just
they changed the title card. Like in the first half of the season, it's the broken Earth. And in the second half, it's the Earth with the orange crack in it.
Two storylines is not a separated season make, though.
So. I know.
Yeah, I know.
You have like Ghost Rider and the LMD last season, and you know they're trying to do something. It's not working great, but it's a hey, they're there. It's okay.
It's fun, but yeah, they're making some weird missteps.
Yeah, I was having more fun with the future arc than I was with this one.
Oh, absolutely. And strangely enough, like the things carried over from the future arc, like Deke, are the best things of this season.
And like, where's Enoch?
Yeah, where the fuck is Enoch? Oh, Enoch.
He died in the future. He should still be here.
They went above and beyond the fact that they went above to say that he spent every minute next to Fitz.
For 80 years. They traveled to the future the long way. Or was it 90 years? Something like that. I don't know.
Like that. In an obscene amount of time. And give me Enoch.
Not the weird in-between guy that we got that blow up in
right.
The episode.
And I said,
that's all I got.
I wrote down, is he going to call Hale? Nope. Winter Soldier. Which is real not good.
No, it makes me sad. Unless it plays out like Daryl said, then I'll be okay. But I know it's not.
Yes. don't be shy. You know you want to kiss the guy.
How about Black Lightning?
How about Black Lightning?
Remember that show?
Yeah, Daryl only gave us one intro for episode 11. Come on, work.
Black Jesus. Episode 11, Black Jesus, the Book of Jesus. In this episode, Black Jesus, and Black Jesus. Meanwhile, Black Jesus. Just in case we didn't stress this enough, people refer to him as Black Jesus.
All right.
Perfect. All right. Episode 12. So... Man, you know how I really liked episode 10 when I was in? Yeah. This one kind of put me right back on the meh, the meh path.
Yeah, I feel you on that one.
But it did give us the greatest quote of the whole entire season.
Yes, possibly of like all of our shows recorded. you gotta bring ass to get ass is probably one of the best things I've ever had the pleasure of saying on air.
Proves that Crazy Lala is the best thing about the show until they immediately ruin Crazy Lala again. But
yeah.
More on that in the next episode.
Right.
But yeah, you gotta bring ass to get ass. I have no idea what that means.
Yeah. Who says that? And who is they?
And I like everyone that Lala says it to. They're like, yeah. Yeah, okay. Sure.
What they say. What did you say, clearly unhinged boss man?
Gambi heals at a normal rate, unlike Punisher. So when Gambi gets tortured, it takes him several days to get better. And he actually has a swollen face and
good makeup job.
Subdermal hematoma. Genuine, you know.
Yeah. Those are things.
It actually takes some time to heal. He doesn't just come out the next day. His face is not swollen at all. He's got like a big gash or whatever. And he also got shot, but he's fine. Punisher. That's okay. That's apparently Punisher's superpower. Secretly, he's got mild Wolverine powers.
So got a cool power montage.
Power.
So I wrote down, are we good with Gambi now? I'm confused. Next note, apparently not.
Yes and no. We're okay with him because, you know, in the last episode, he didn't tell them who Black Lightning was, and despite being beaten and gently waterboarded, as CJ stated.
Yes, indeed, I did, in fact, say gently waterboarded.
Gently. Yeah, so I mean, Nissa's cool with him. Never wasn't.
Yeah, Nissa was always okay with Uncle Gambi. Jefferson, on the other hand, rightfully so.
Yeah, he's got genuine reasons to be a grump about Gambi.
But yeah,
Gambi's trying.
So they
frame him. Cops go and arrest him for dealing Black Lightning. Oh no! I mean, not Black Lightning. dealing Black Lightning. Great.
Derek!
Does it normally take that long to arrest someone and get them into the police car? Do they like stop every few feet and let somebody talk to the person they're taking to jail? Is that a thing?
Never that I've seen.
It's like, man, this is taking a long time. Like, daughter comes up. Okay, we're going to have a chat for a while. Okay, I got to go to jail. Oh, no, this student comes up. Got to talk to them. Oh, vice principal. Yeah, got to talk to her. Okay, now we're outside. And, oh, we got to have one more conversation with this person that just drove up, my other daughter.
Anissa, Jennifer, please do not blow up the cops.
Please remain calm. I need you to be calm.
Rachel's like, why is he telling her to remain calm? I go, because her powers explode when she gets angry. Oh, right.
You know, she turns into a fireball. You wouldn't like her when she's angry.
A ball of lightning.
Oh, yeah, ball lightning.
So I thought he was just going to leave the lightning guns just there. It's like a bad idea.
Yeah, no. He blew them up.
He blew them
up. Seems like he should have grabbed one for, you know, give to the cops since the other one was blown up.
Probably a good idea. I wrote, this show got deep quick. I don't remember about what. Oh, right.
Assume the position?
No, well, that. But also, I see what you did there.
Cavity search. Get it? Yeah, real deep in that cavity search. Though I was disappointed there was no glove snapping cliche.
Yes.
He put on the gloves, but he didn't snap them. I was waiting for that.
I have to snap them.
Assume the position. Snap.
And then the grin, like, you gotta get the grin too, the asshole grin. As you're getting ready to go into the asshole. No, it was about the, I think it was like the, how like trust is earned or something like that. Like, that stuck with me for some reason.
I don't remember. I didn't write any notes in that.
Avengers 2 moment of language.
Language. And yay, racist old lady. Yay. And man, they got a CRT at their hideout house. So apparently they've still got the original TV there.
Yeah, but it's still in HD.
Yeah. How does that work?
I don't know if that's how that's supposed to work.
Tube television with HD.
Depending on what you're looking at in 4K even.
Seems legit.
Planet evidence trope. At least it was the black cop who roughed him up and not the white one. I don't think that would have went over real good with your target demo.
Well, it was the white one both the white ones that set him up in the first place.
Yeah, but the ones who are physically assaulting him, that would not go over well at all with the African American community.
And the one doing the cavity search was also African American. So
he brought ass and then got ass. That's what it means.
We win. That's what it means. It's all done. The circle is complete and filled. We can move on with our life.
It was filled, all right.
So that hologram was silly.
But yeah, it was fun, though. That was ridiculous, and I loved it.
Yeah, I was okay with it. It was silly, but effective. It's okay for a show to be silly sometimes.
Exactly. You can't always be grim, dark, dark, grim, freaking Arrow. Sometimes you just got to be have a weird-ass hologram of your father.
Yes. Sometimes your mom needs to buy you ice cream to make you feel better.
Right?
And make you a cake. Make me a cake.
Stop icing. I just want a piece. We'll get to that. plain text instructions. Check.
I really noticed the on-screen eating in this episode for some reason.
Yeah.
Like, Anissa held that carrot with the chopsticks for, like, a good 3 minutes. Just eat the carrot. Just eat the carrot. Why aren't you eating the carrot? Why are you just holding the carrot? Just sitting there holding that carrot the entire time. Just eat that carrot, dang it.
We know what triggers Jazz now.
Just eat the carrot. Why are you still holding the carrot?
Eat the damn carrot. I'm proud of the self-driving van.
It was a nice self-driving van.
Yeah.
Hologram was better.
Yeah. I like it when the show gets a little silly, like, it's okay. Yes, I understand there's a lot of shit going on in this show, but it's okay to have some fun.
And eat the carrot.
And eat the carrot. And while you're at it, be that modern day George Clinton.
That's what it was. Like, I heard that quote and then I went to write it down and I couldn't remember it. All I could remember was George Clinton. The only other note I have is evil iPad, and I don't remember why I wrote that.
Oh, Vice Principal.
Oh, that's right. She had her secret evil iPad. It's encrypted connection that she did all of her evil things with.
Yes.
Her secret evil things on her secret evil iPad.
Oh, man. All right, episode 12. Long ass title name. I'm good without ever seeing Tobias Whale be shirtless ever again.
Yeah, yeah, I'm solid. We didn't need that.
No, I'm 100% good.
Apparently, the actor's like, "Nah, I'm not working out. Screw you guys. I'm not dieting and working out. You want me to take my shirt off? I'll take it off."
Whale, like in the comics, he is a much larger individual than this. Like this one, he is just mildly chubby.
Yes, just mildly.
As Delbert, who watched his first episode of Black Lightning today, put it, he looks like a younger, chubbier Ron Perlman.
A little. Yeah, I could see it. I could see it. A little bit more albino.
Well, yeah.
So Khalil's back and he's got dreads.
He's got dreads. It's not at all, probably because the actor is doing another thing where he needed dreads.
Yeah, and a robot spine.
Yeah, he got that Deathlock syndrome going on.
I know, it looked a lot like the Deathlock.
Yeah.
Almost identical, except it wasn't orange and glowy.
low def Deathlock.
Low def. Man, I can't say that. Low def Deathlock. Low def Deathlock. There it is.
Derek.
Say that 5 times fast.
I did. I said it once and then made you say it. I'm good with that. I just wrote down Mecha Khalil. Is this supposed to be sexy?
Yes. Spiders and seduction and electric sexy time.
Yeah. Jefferson's his own vibrator.
Wow, she changed her mind quickly again.
Yeah, well, when you get those fingers touching you, you know, you change your mind.
Oh, yeah. Do that thing. Do that thing you do.
It's like straight up porn music, too, at this time. I'm like, my kids are watching. I don't know if I'm comfortable with my kids watching this scene. Rip that guy that helped Tobias. Nice knowing you.
Yeah, sorry, dude. You saved my life. Thanks for that. But you let my sister die, so you die.
So yeah, you get faux Jessica Jones to shoot you in the chest.
And apparently she's an android? Is that what I
don't gathered? Know.
She like got shot and there's like robot parts under her skin or something. And she fought Thunder and got kind of knocked out, but then was fine. I don't know.
Knocked out again.
I think she's a robot.
Probably a robot.
Cyanide android.
What else do I have here? California is the new Tahiti.
Yes. And then, sigh, Khalil, come on. Everyone didn't leave you because they were dicks. Everyone left you because you were a dick. They didn't push you away. You pushed them away.
Right? I get it. You went through a lot, but...
Oh, yeah. Still. Yeah, I don't blame you. But still.
You were there for me. You just left because I was in a wheelchair. It's like, I'm pretty sure you yelled at her and told her she was the worst. And then
yeah. She's like,
she's like, okay, well, all right then. Peace out. You obviously don't want me around.
Right.
I've tried. Cool.
Also, shout out to that arms dealer with his horrible Russian accent. Fuck was that accent?
It was accent. It was what it was. Get out of my shop. I have...
You are great. You are friend. But no, I'm not giving you any more guns. The guy's accent. It was bad enough for me to write that down twice.
Just take all the Middle Eastern accents and just kind of combine them together.
Yeah, Middle Eastern and Eastern European and just kind of shove them into one accent.
That's what I meant, was Eastern European.
But no, it's kind of, you kind of had that like the white turkey dude.
White turkey dude. Next album title.
Right. What the fuck are you shooting? What? Oh, what is he shooting? Like, what's his little poison dart thingies that he's shooting at people? When he, for some dumb reason, has the great idea of breaking into the school. I meant to buy.
Oh, Khalil.
Yeah, what is Mecha Khalil shooting out of his ninja arms?
I don't know. Crazy purple knockout gas.
I thought it was green light for a second. I'm like, no, that doesn't make any sense.
I don't know. But didn't it make Black Lightning not have his powers or something?
Yeah, not and like a had a little EMP or something and knocked out his powers long enough for him to get super punched in the chest and die like you would when you got super punched in the chest, even with body armor on.
Yes. We had some real bad bullet CGI in that whole ordeal.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
Oof. Oof.
Yeah. Faux Jessica is real shredded though.
Totes.
Clown in a shiny suit.
Mm-hmm.
Lightning bug. So,
were they really surprised that Thunder showed up? Surely they knew that Thunder was...
Thunder comes before lightning. It's simple as that.
Yeah.
They've been pelling her out for a while now. Like,
just thought he was by himself. And then she shows up and they're like, oh no, run away. Run away.
So, okay. Black Lightning shoots Tobias in the chest. Oh no, he's wearing weirdly a lightning repellent clothes.
Convenient lightning armor.
He had a lot of exposed skin.
Yeah, yeah.
Why did he just shoot him in the goddamn face?
Oh no, his face. He's discovered your weakness.
Your exposed face. And I made a horrible comment that I have to say on air because, well, Rachel will listen to this and be mad if I don't. I'm real mad because he's not shocking him in the face. I go, turn that albino back to black! Shoot him in the face!
Oh, jeez.
Oh, my God. Why is the show so dumb sometimes?
I don't know. Why was Jefferson such a dick in this episode?
Right?
He's been the healthy, rational, consistent one, but on this episode.
Yeah, it gets mad all mad when doctor is trying to when Dr. Mom is trying to listen to her daughter's pretty justifiable concerns, and it's like, okay, I'm going to help my daughter by helping solve this issue that she's having,
or at least understanding it.
Yeah, or yeah, get to know it better. So maybe, you know, maybe I can help you, maybe augment your powers a little bit more, Jeff. I don't know. No, I'm going to get real mad at you.
I hate you now.
The suit
lighting, no more lightning fingers for you, lady.
The suit lighting up, though, when Baby Lightning defibrillated him was pretty cool.
Yeah, yeah, I was down with that scene.
And then it was just back on permanently. I'm like, no, it's back to being bad again.
So, yeah, let's see. I have his table manners, Tobias. Jeez.
Yeah, right?
And the devil deals the cards.
Yep. That's
the devil all. Deals the cards, Lala. Do you comply?
Yeah, another Winter Soldier thing.
Oh.
Yeah, I like it.
Lala. I finally like Lala, and now he's Winter Soldiered. So that's two shows with Winter Soldiers.
Yeah. Maybe we'll get a third one with Jessica Jones.
Maybe. The octopus is
the octopus episode. What the hell did I say that I had to say on air to get a show title out of it? I forget. Terry. Work wife help. I forgot what I was supposed to say.
Something about Octa. Oh, dang. She doesn't remember either.
Damn it. Failed.
Something about the octopus hole. Oh, that's right. Going down the octopus hole.
Oh, yeah. Jazz went down the octopus hole.
Went down the octopus hole when I was trying to figure out if it was octopuses or octopi. Because they kept saying octopuses in this episode, and it was making me twitch because I was sure that it was octopi. Katie's also sure that it's octopi. CJ agrees it's octopi, and Carrie agrees it's octopi, as do Josh. So
hey, Rachel!
What is happening? Yes, right. Rachel's a teacher. She should know these things.
She's going to come in a second. Dale, remember going down the octopus hole.
Thanks, Dale. He would remember the whole.
Hey, Rachel, is the plural of octopus? What is it? No, seriously, what's the plural of octopus? Rachel says it's octopi.
See,
it's fucking octopi. Internet and Jessica Jones. Jazz was searching for 20 minutes, and apparently, it really is octopuses. I don't understand.
We all call bullshit, but the internet. It's on the internet. It must be true.
Oxford I
went to five different websites.
Oxford saying it's octopuses.
See?
No, Oxford saying it's octopuses.
See? I'm not crazy. I didn't lie. I went down that octopus hole.
Octopi is a...
Huh?
Octopodes. Yeah, octopode, which is weird.
Because a Latinized form of the Greek word.
Yeah. We've already done this, Rachel.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
It was covered in the pre-show.
Yeah, we did it in the pre-show. I just needed 100% consensus that it's really octopi. I don't care what anybody else says.
We all agree. Except maybe Dale.
I like to. A poodle doesn't show its belly. I forgot that Trish took the nuke serum in the episode before. I'm like, what the hell is going on with Trish?
What's wrong with Trish?
Some kind of weird flashback? No, what? Wait, what? No, what? Oh, right.
Yeah, she took the stuff because Trish...
She got nuked.
And Trish officially, as of the next episode, is the worst. She's just the worst. I thought Hogarth was the worst, but no, it's Trish. It's Trish, everyone. It's official.
Yeah, Hogarth's really bad, but Trish, like, so we asked for character development for Trish, right? Not backwards character development.
No, make her worse, and then addicted to nuke serum.
Because she's an addictive personality. Like, that's been established. You don't get to shoot me, I wrote down.
Apparently I'm alienating.
Yeah. That's not how you play a piano, crazy lady.
So, you know, Katie is not a fan of Jessica Jones, but she was on the couch next to me working on something while I was watching this episode. And they had the scene where the lady comes over to Jessica's mom's house. And
spoilers!
Spoilers! And we already discussed this last season.
Because Daryl friggin' spoiled it for us!
It's okay. The lady brings the baby over. Katie's looked the whole time. It's like, I swear to God, she hears that baby.
Oh, dude. She is not the only one. Like,
I'm done with the show. You're not allowed to watch the show anymore if she hurts that baby. It's
like, I am
don't hurt the baby. Please don't hurt the baby.
I am a huge apologist for this show. I always have been. If that baby was harmed, I would be done. Like, there was no way. And as you'll be able to tell if you listen to the Manipool, children being harmed is a trigger for me. Also, Josh, quit putting children in harm's way. But Josh,
it was okay. The baby was fine. She took it out on the piano instead. Oh.
No, I would have been out too if she would have hurt the baby. Like, no, I'm done. I'm out. Hippopotami? That's not a word. How's hippopotami a word? Hippopotamuses. That's what that bad Christmas song tells me. I love hippopotamuses, and hippopotamuses love me too.
Hippopotamuses. Hippopotami.
Hippopotami.
I thought the plural of hippopotamus was hippopotamus. Like moose. Moose and moose.
Moose.
Well, whatever.
Yay, good guy cop, finally.
Yes. Aw, thanks, nice cop.
Like, oh yeah, she did save an entire precinct of people. It's amazing how quickly everybody forgot that.
Not this guy. It's like, yeah, I still had nightmares about, you know, pointing my own gun at my head. That was a bit terrifying. But yeah. then you killed that guy, and I'm better. So thanks for that. And I'm with you. I'm not your enemy. And now she's like actually, you know, feeding him stuff and information and working with the cops as a team. And oh my gosh, this is great.
Yeah, character development for Jessica.
Oh my gosh, what's happening?
Trish is sliding backwards and Jessica's getting better?
Forward motion.
Malcolm, best boy.
I loved the Defenders kind of slight reference there. From I don't remember who was yelling at Jessica.
It was
I know you people. You people like to team up.
It was the black cop lady.
Oh, that's right. That's right.
Yeah, I know you people. You people like to team up. Jeez.
No, that was Defenders.
Your paranoia is exhausting, I wrote down.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. He's not evil, maybe? I think I was talking about Trish's boyfriend. All of his secret plans were not evil.
He's still evil. dead moose's last shit. Speaking of moose.
Yep, let me cross that one off.
I wrote, hey, look, it's evil British fiance.
For a second.
Yep. I wrote down, oh, this is such a sweet thing. Too bad he's evil.
Hogarth wants superpowers.
Yep. ETA on Hogarth fucking Inez.
One or two episodes. We'll see.
Hot Soup's family is so cute. It's a shame he's gonna die. He's flying all the death flags.
Oh, please don't kill Soup.
Hot Soup's not gonna live through this season. I can almost guarantee it. Because this show, if nothing else, just proves that Jessica cannot be happy for more than 5 minutes.
Yeah, I know. Maybe they'll let him live.
Maybe. I hope so. I want her to be happy.
But they did give some, you know, foreshadowing in the next episode when things go down between them.
Yeah?
You know, when they get it on.
Yes.
Purple paint.
I'm glad I'm not the only one who realized that.
It's like purple.
But they also did it in yellow, you know, Luke Cage's color.
But there was lots of purple.
And a lot of yellow.
And maybe that was just sticking with the color theme, or maybe that was marking
him. There's still a lot of purple in this show, by the way.
Maybe that was just physically marking him.
I hope not. I hope he's not Purple Man 2.0. Though he was shown it on set. David Tennant was shown on set while they were filming Jessica Jones season 2. I'm still wondering when the hell he's going to pop up.
Probably for one scene.
Yeah.
Breakdown thing.
Exactly. She's going to freak out when Hot Soup dies and David Tennant's going to show back up and be like, Jessica!
Why did you let him die?
Now, again, I stopped myself from watching the next episode. I don't know what's happening. I just know death flags are death flags.
I know. I see where you're coming from. I'm kind of leaning towards he's going to survive. I don't know why. Maybe because he has a kid. Maybe I'm rooting for him to survive.
Oh, I want him to live.
Oh, no, I know. I'm rooting for him, but I feel like he maybe he might make it. He might make it.
I don't think so.
Don't hate on Malcolm.
I just don't think he's going to.
I don't know who is hating on Malcolm, but I told them not to hate on Malcolm.
Everybody be nice to Malcolm. He's the best boy.
Maybe it was Hogarth. I think it was Hogarth.
Hogarth was beating on Malcolm. Be nice to Malcolm.
Oh, no. It was, what's her face?
Inez with his fucking Inez. Bitch.
You're the worst kind of people. You just pretend to care. Oh, shut up, Inez. You don't know anything. Malcolm does care.
Cares about everybody.
You may have been mean to save your freaking life, Ingrate.
Whatever. Right. It bothered me where I knew Dave from, the mental patient. It was really bothering me.
I didn't recognize him.
He is he's the fat man in The Greatest Showman.
Oh. I have not seen that yet.
Dang, real good.
But it's in the red box now, I think. So I'll be seeing it soon.
It is worth, like, I don't normally buy things like day of, especially with the digital releases being before the physical releases. I saw Greatest Showman was up on Movies Anywhere and I bought it like that. Like, it's my favorite movie of last year. Like, so anything else on episode 5 before we have on the episode 6?
No. Malcolm's great.
Be nice.
I love Malcolm. Be nice to Malcolm. Stop being a jerk to Malcolm. All of you.
Yes, everybody be nice to Malcolm. He's best boy.
He's the best.
So, yay, paint sex.
Purple paint sex.
And yellow.
Sexy purple paint. Rice doesn't fix submersion. Sorry, Jessica. It's not how that works.
Rice, wait, what?
When her, you know, the aquarium, it breaks. And
yeah.
The phone gets submerged in water.
Yeah.
Fix it in rice and it starts working again. That doesn't work. If your phone gets fully submerged, if it gets a little wet. Sure.
I doubt it got fully wet because she wasn't real wet when she left there.
It's not what Soup said.
Oh! She was real wet a couple minutes after.
Giggity.
Turns out Nuke Hellcat is prejudiced.
Yes. Yes, she is. Because Trish is the worst.
Trish is just the worst.
Just in case anyone was wondering, if you haven't seen this episode yet, Trish is the worst.
Yeah, she hates bald people, apparently.
Bald people. Kicks them right off the bus.
No, she stopped attacking. She stopped
right.
The bald dude and then kicked the pervert off the bus.
Yes, that's right. That's right. The bald dude just had a book in his pants.
Yeah, self-discovery book in his pants. Because hey, we're gonna play with stereotypes.
Do do do. That was kind of the whole point of that scene.
Yeah,
and to remind you that Trish is the worst.
I wrote down gold leaf truffles from Switzerland. Apparently, that made me laugh.
Yes, the creep and the maniac.
Deep political cuts in this episode, and not just like directly calling it out. Like, not like in Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. where they're like, fake news and all those other things. Like, getting in deep with political commentary without just directly slamming it into the ground is good. I like when they do that. Malcolm is best boy, and Rachel goes, Malcolm is indeed best boy with resourcefulness. Fuck you, Inez. You're the worst. Well, you're in the trifecta of worstiness.
Yeah, she comes around. Somewhat.
No, she doesn't.
Fish were hurt. People were traumatized. It's a bad day.
Indeed. I don't care what that means. I wrote down because I thought that was funny. The way that she said it. The doctor is discount Jeff Goldblum. He looks a lot like Jeff Goldblum in like when he's in a boring interview.
You're not wrong. I did not put that together until you mentioned it, but you're not wrong.
Now you can't unsee it. If he shows up again, which I don't think he will.
Now, Jessica, what we're going to do with your mom here is pardon her from life.
But don't worry, life finds a way.
Life finds a way.
It was weird. We both went weirdly Obama there for a second. I'm very
confused. Apparently, Jeff Goldblum, he talks like Barack Obama.
Two white guys are going to do Barack Obama.
My Goldblum became an Obama, and I apologize, everyone.
Stupid burrito.
Stupid burrito.
Malcolm got a booty, though.
Yep. Too bad it's with the worst person.
Right. I mean, he gets his dream of banging a celebrity. Like,
he's into.
She's just the worst.
But she's just using him.
Yeah,
it makes me mad because why is everyone so mean to Malcolm?
Be nice to Malcolm, but I mean, he's getting booty. So, I mean,
yeah, I mean, yeah, I guess, but still.
She was nice to him.
Yeah, but she's going to break his heart. We know it's coming.
Oh, yeah. I wrote down, hi, mom. Next note, fucking nailed it.
Hi, mom. Mom?
Thank you, Carrie. Be nice to Malcolm and eat the damn carrot.
Thank you. I got all my pet peeves covered.
Seriously, eat the carrot.
So the only other notes I have are the line keeps moving and I keep stepping over it. And boy with healing powers.
So there are two superheroes, and I know I get on freaking AOS guys on doing this. There are two superheroes in the Marvel Universe. One's called Pariah, one's Thane. Thane is the son of Thanos. I don't think we're going to do that, but it'd be a kind of cool tie-in to do it.
That would be cool.
Thane's a good guy. His ability, like his father's ability, pretty much to supernaturally destroy everything. His ability is to heal everything at the cost of his own body. And Pariah is a supervillain. His ability is to basically siphon negative energy and things into himself. So, which could be construed as removing wounds from somebody and them showing up on him.
So he has Green Mile powers?
Basically, yes.
What's the dude's name in Green Mile? Michael Clark Duncan? What's his character's name?
You will be missed, Michael Clark Duncan. I don't
remember. Oh my gosh. That breaks my heart, Michael Clark.
Dude, seriously. So young, so talented.
So freaking great. And he should have won the Oscar for that role. Damn it.
Though, thankfully, he didn't go out like a drug overdose or anything like that. Like,
no.
At least he got to stay awesome until the end. Like,
he was. His heart was just too small for his giant, giant body.
Exactly. Oh. All right, so on to speaking of removing, putting scars from old scars onto yourself, let's listen to Daryl talk about Legion real quick.
Oh boy.
Oh jeez.
Legion Season 2, Episode 1, aka, what the fuck are we getting ourselves back into?
Right.
Okay guys, your old pal Daryl here, and we need to talk. Watching
Daryl's sexy deep voice all of a sudden, really liking it.
I'm feeling it.
Legion is a lot like going to the gym. You know it's going to be tough, challenging even, but ultimately you will find it rewarding.
It takes effort, but you will feel good about it in the end. And to begin with, you will have a conflict with your brain. It's only natural. Your mind will be screaming at you. We stopped doing acid last year. We're clean now. Why the fuck would you start doing this again? I can only suggest to you that you swallow it down. Try to enjoy the ride and always, always stay hydrated. In this episode, sexy Shadow Aubrey and sexy Shadow Tamatoa are stuck in a reality with Aita's son Tanzan and Liz Martinez. Not Rogue is seen stroking a cat without gloves on, so at least she's having fun with her powers now. And since she seems to swap back pretty quickly, we can assume that she has spent the time since last season practicing control over her powers. David wakes up in the Mutant Response Division, and we're introduced to GLaDOS's Freddie Mercury tribute band featuring the Wicker Man. The premise seems to be the same as the Next Generation episode, where the Deaf Man speaks using three people as his chorus. Same concept, just the bonus you get are 67% more confusing. We discover that David may not have been stuck in that ball trap for long after all, and that we'll be flashing back to his time spent before now for at least half a season's worth of story. We also get our season's arc as Budget Reanimator creates a mini cerebrosensory deprivation tank to find Shadow Apocalypse's mummified body by sending David into the Upside Down. And then they dance. And we start to see a bit of a problem already. Season 1 was random, different, but otherwise cohesive. Season 2 has some very familiar plot trappings. The main character's amnesia, the inappropriate flashbacks, the quest item in Hakuna Matata's body, the magic compass from Pirates of the Caribbean. These are traditional tropes and techniques that make all the extra bits feel less like the surreal narrative we're used to, and more like random student filmmaker bullshit. Less an exercise in the abstract visualization and storytelling techniques that we want, and more a bunch of random concepts pulled from a hat and pasted over a traditional story. Anyway, we end up in the future with Old Lady Rogue playing Tilt Brush, and David would be excellent at Pictionary. It's just, she didn't need to use pictures, right? She could just fucking use words. Right? Oh, and when First Lady Logan gets stoned and falls back on the bed, she looks exactly like Kevin Bacon.
Man, a lot to unpack there.
All right, so I kind of disagree with you both on this after watching it.
Well, hold on. Don't assume what I'm thinking here to begin with. But what I was pointing at during the Daryl intro there, in case you're watching the video, Daryl, was my note of mini Cerebro. Like, I wasn't joking.
Yes.
That I had actually written that down. So,
me too.
So we were all in a three-way sync mind with our mustaches.
So my note of after seeing very tanned Aubrey Plaza was and Tamatoa hasn't always been this grand.
No. He's been dieting, working out.
Yeah, yes.
It's looking good for he's what, got to be in his 40s, right?
Yeah.
Maybe 50s? No.
I miss this show so much. I miss its wacky bonker bullshit. And I watched because, again, PlayStation View decided, like, we're just going to show you episodes of Legion. No, it's always been this whack bullshit.
Oh, no. That's always been nutty. I don't deny it.
And the first episode of Legion was just this insane that nobody knew what the hell was going on. It wasn't until episode 3 or 4 that we started getting a semblance of a plot.
Yeah, it was all wacky weirdness in the mental hospital.
Yeah, and now we're getting wacky weirdness in Division 3. It's okay. It's all right.
No, I'm not upset. What? Like, I'm just kind of in this weird love-hate relationship with it right now. Like, I love it. And it's beautiful to watch, and I love that it's weird, and I don't really know what's going on, and there's ladies with mustaches, and they have the voice of GLaDOS for some reason, and there's a guy with a basket on his head, and there's boats full of waffles.
Yes, the
driving
waffles
around. And there's a weird chicken demon thing, and who knows what's going on. I love it. It's weird.
This is why we watch this goddamn show.
It's weird.
Harry's face is so like...
And I love it. It is so bizarre and weird, and I love it. But at the same time, I feel like it's screwing with me, like on purpose. It's
yes, that's what the show does, dude.
Because it's like the whole time, we're just going to reiterate over and over all these things about reality and delusion and what you're seeing may not be real. What's real? What's not? I don't know. Is anything in the show actually happening? Maybe not.
Oh, I remember what it was. I remember what I was supposed to say. Because I watched the show on PlayStation View, and it's this show. It wasn't the last one. Because I'm watching the show on PlayStation View, and there's no, like, it's only on DVR. Like, this show will be a hard cut, and then there will be commercials. So I'll get big random thing, hard cut, and then there's drag queens. And I'm like, the fuck is going on here?
Hard cut, and then there's drag queens.
Is this actually the show? Is this reality? No, it's not reality. It's a new show on FX. But Jesus, stop it. Show me like a mortgage company commercial or something for the drag queens, please. Just so I know, at least I can assume there's a definition, there's a separation there.
Yes, and even at the beginning of this episode, they're like, welcome to the madness.
Yeah.
They're just putting it right out there.
Yeah, so
everything's insane.
Yeah.
Tuck in, everybody.
Rachel watched her first episode of Legion with me on this episode, and Delbert watched the first episode of Legion on the second episode. Ooh. Good thing about this show is I have no idea what's going on either. They're like, I'm so confused. I'm like, so am I. This is the entire point of this show. You don't understand anything.
And I try not to have conversations about time.
Right. The hell did I write here? I wrote things very quickly, so my handwriting is a lot worse than normal.
Yeah, no, there's just so much going on. And it was hard to take notes because you can't look away.
Yeah, and that's the reason why my handwriting is even more shit than usual. Like, you can see my handwriting here. It's actually somewhat legible. On this side, not so much.
But do you have any waffles?
Can I have any waffles? I like cherry pie now. I want waffles just to come to me on a conveyor belt, like a sushi conveyor belt.
And David and Sid are so cute and sweet together, even though they've been apart for 362 days, apparently.
A literal mindfuck was in this episode, so I mean, there's that.
Yeah, that's true. Literally. And, well, I think we kind of have to talk about these two episodes together because everything kind of overlaps so much.
But you want me to go ahead and play Daryl's second episode then?
Let me just make sure there's, yeah, go for it.
So, one thing real quick, the dance battle at the end.
Dance number, yeah.
Rachel goes, I need to see a Guardians of the Galaxy X Legion dance off. I'm attacking you, you turd blossom.
And I like Jemaine as a narrator better than John Hamm.
Yes,
putting that out there,
100%.
I understand. Jemaine can't narrate now that he's
evil.
Legion episode 2.
Fuck! Shut up, Daryl.
Settle down.
Get to you in a second.
But I appreciate the John Hamm narration, and I appreciate Daryl's impression of John Hamm narration. So
yes,
carry on.
All right, here we go.
Legion episode 2: Dazed by Futures Past. How to write an episode of Legion. Step 1. Take all the drugs.
What?
Please don't misunderstand me here. I do not mean that you should take a lot of drugs. Take all of the motherfucking drugs. Step 2. Begin writing things down. Release the golden stream of consciousness onto that paper like a Russian stripper over Donald Trump, allegedly. Step 4. If and when you wake up, sift through the results of your drug-induced rantings and apply some standard storytelling elements. Correct your spelling and grammar. But on to this episode. We open on a literal magic roundabout, and anyone not paying close enough attention to last season is given a nice history and timeline of how David met Lenny. Later, David leads an away mission, leaving the base open to attack by Tweedledot and Tweedletamatoa, who go full-on lawnmower man on the NPCs until they get to plot necessary characters. The Wonder Twins go up against them and come away with their power switched and budget reanimators hotter half deteriorating quickly. David meets the possibly real face of Faruka Matata and engages in some fisticuffs that reminded me of that time Cisco punched Q, except they escalate things until the show runs out of special effects money. And every fade to black feels like the end of the episode because I have lost all concept of fucking time.
Right?
Yes.
Yeah. Right! And then there's drag queens!
Anyway, the overlap I was talking about is like, it's like, why didn't you I mean, you love Sid and trust her. Why didn't you tell her the truth about what you saw and where you are and everything? And then immediately in the next episode, he tells her the truth, but still withholds a little bit of information.
A little bit. He gets but there eventually, though.
We'll get there. So I'm
Willy Wonka weirdness. I wrote down.
Yes, we're talking from Sid to Sid from the future. He's missing an arm for some reason.
Yeah, Rachel said it looked like she had a tampon shoved where her arm was supposed to be.
Jeez. But so is this future Sid? This is future Sid, right?
It's not tricking
anyone.
It's probably for tricking everyone.
I don't know. All right, here's my theory from the pieces that we've currently assembled in the madness. All right, so future Sid comes to warn David, telling him to help Farouk find his body. Farouk is looking for his body, by the way. Shadow King.
Yes, that's the plot. Shadow King is looking for his body.
Yes, and Division 3 wants to get it first so that they're not reunited, because when they're reunited, then he's going to become super powerful and it'll be the worst. Yeah, but future Sid
wants him to find her body.
Wants him to help them find a body because there's something worse coming, and she's very vague and weird about it. And I'm pretty sure that's because David is the worst thing.
Most likely.
Because she also says, like, it's weird seeing you like this.
Yes.
Again, happy and nice. It's basically what I'm imagining she's getting at.
Yes.
So at some point in the future, David becomes evil, and we need Farouk to stop him or something, because otherwise the world gets destroyed. So it's either a few people die or the whole world dies, or something like that. And that's our plot that I think I've assembled from all of the craziness going on. Now, is any of it real? Who knows? Nobody knows. Is it really future Sid? Could be. Or it could be Farouk screwing with people.
Because now he's French, too. Farouk is now French.
He is French and Middle Eastern at the same time. And his name is Farouk. So, you know, sure. And then the little Orby thing from the Stinger last season. That was sent by
future Sid.
And we get a little bit of confirmation on that, because when Carrie Prime is looking at it, he's like, I have the weirdest feeling that I made this. I can't shake the feeling that I built this thing. It's probably because he did. So that gives credit to that it really is Sid, right? Right. Okay. Carry on.
I'm just glad they didn't kill the girls. Once again, stop putting children in danger. I wrote down, hey, Mr. Noodle, give me a hand.
Nah.
big gray meat. Your French Middle Eastern Farouk looks like Waluigi.
a little bit. And so, then we wrestle.
And then I put Waluigi x David wrestling match.
Ah, wrestling. It is, what is word? Homoerotic.
So, one thing that really bothered me about the rooftop scene, we have to kind of wrap up here. We're running a little long. One thing that bothered me about the rooftop scene with him confessing everything to Sid, the fuck was up with those goddamn pointing balloons in the fucking background?
I was too distracted by the cat swapping to.
They were everywhere. There's like 1,000 pointing grass balloons.
Oh, wait. This is sounding familiar now.
I don't understand anything. Why did I suggest we come back to the show? Oh, yeah, because I fucking love it.
It's great. So one of my notes is, I guess this is what acid feels like.
I can only guess. Like, the hardest drug I've ever done is weed, and that was a long time ago, and it was nothing like this. So I'm guessing this is what acid feels like. I have no idea.
But, you know, Carrie and Carrie get flipped inside out.
Yeah, Carrie gives Carrie a hand.
Oh, don't mess with Carrie and Carrie.
No, well, you
can Carrie and Carrie.
It's all right.
Mess with I Carrie. Love Carrie and Carrie. They're my favorite.
Carrie and Carrie. It's just fun to say, God damn it, Mr. Noodle, a lot.
Yes. And Carrie makes people uncomfortable.
Yes.
But she has rogue hair now.
Yeah, she is, because she's aging, because they said that in the first season.
Yes, whenever she's outside of his body, she ages.
Super fast.
Which is why she's so much younger than him.
Yeah. All right. Anything else? I mean, you wrapped up the plot, what we have, and like a bunch of the other stuff was nonsense.
It might be too dangerous and you might explode. You already covered that.
Yeah, that's Carrie's title.
Let's see. Musical murder.
Not Carrie, Carrie. Our Carrie. The other Carrie, Carrie. Not Carrie, Carrie. The other Carrie.
Yeah. Yeah, I know.
That's even worse now that we have a Carrie. So we can talk to Carrie about Carrie, Carrie. And then not the other Carrie, but the Carrie inside the Carrie.
But they spell their names the same way, too. Not right. Carrie, but Carrie. Lady Carrie, not Mr. Noodle. Let's see. Madness of Crowds. We had these weird little chapter interludes in the first episode that they immediately dropped in the second episode. Not doing that anymore. The Catalyst, where everyone freezes except for their chattering teeth, which is the creepiest freaking thing, and it makes my skin crawl, and I want it to stop. Please make it stop.
Yeah, let's not keep that going.
Egg scars and chicken monsters. I think we covered that. Can we find the Shadow King from inside a daiquiri? Don't remember who said that, but okay.
I think it was David because of it being the water being strawberry flavored.
Oh, that's right. He was talking about Cerebro. Strawberry flavored water floating in there. Love that the Vermilion
album, wasn't it?
See, I think so. The strawberry flavored Cerebro. Find the monk. Gotta find the monk. That's the current plot point. Yep. Gotta find the monk because he knows where the body is.
Or he is the body. Is the body the fat Farouk from the last episode, from the last season?
The demon with the yellow eyes?
Yeah.
I don't know. We haven't seen that again, and I'm not sad about that.
No, I watched the freaking season finale again. I'm like, oh god, I forgot how much I hated that thing. Ew.
Ew.
All right. Legion.
That's insane.
Yes.
And I love it, and it kind of also makes me angry, but
yes,
not enough to stop, not enough to quit you, Legion.
Yes, I'm glad you're back. I'm so glad you're back. All right, speaking of being back, we'll be right back after these messages. And welcome back now for our favorite, for our second favorite section. You know, our second section, which is
on to the news.
Anytime I get to play this bumper.
Hooray.
All right. Renewed and canceled shows. NCIS renewed for season 1003 by CBS. Survivor renewed for seasons 876,802 and 803 by CBS. Jessica Jones renewed for season 3. Yay. On My Block, renewed for season 2 by Netflix. Sure. Bill Nye Saves the World, renewed for season 3. Sweet. 21 Thunder, renewed for season 2 by CBC and Netflix.
Is that the Black Lightning spinoff?
That's where it's Black Lightning and Gambit did the fusion dance. So it's all just lightning cards.
Giggity.
Silicon Valley picked up for season 6. Yay. I love that show. It's still real good. I Love You, America, renewed for season 2 by Hulu.
Never heard of it.
Either. Grandchester, as I try not to say what Carrie said earlier, renewed for season 4 and 5 by ITV and Masterpiece. Sure. POV renewed for season 31 by PBS.
Okay.
Louder Milk, which is when your milk gets crunk, is renewed for season 2 by AT&T Audience Network.
Oh, that channel.
Yeah. Vanderpump. Saws of Sunset. Saws of Sunset. Among 20. Renewed and returning Bravo. Fuck, renew, cancel TV.
Training Spaces, I've heard of that one.
Training Spaces, Welcome to Sweetie Pies for a final season by OWN. Black Love, Comedy Knockout, Carbonara Effect, and more True TV renewals. Cool. Anthony Bourdain, Parts Unknown for season 11.
That's still going.
Working Moms by CBC. Not at all racist. The Indian Detective renewed by for season 2 by CTV.
Not racist at all.
Nope. Speaking of This Country, renewed for season series 3 by BBC.
Oh, good. I'm glad our country got renewed.
Landscape Artist of the Year, Portrait Artists renewed for series 4 and 5. That was hard to say. State of Happiness renewed for season 2. Alexa and Katie renewed for season 2 by Netflix. And Barry by HBO. Canceled shows.
Barry.
Sorry, Broad City and The Quad, you both get canceled.
Aww.
Rip The Quad. All right, if you want to get in touch with us, you can do so at geekioshow@gmail.com. Just put spoiler somewhere in the subject line. Twitter, Facebook, all of our social media /geekioshow. If you want to give us a call, you can do that as well. 727-489-4335. That is 727-489-GEEK. Our website, which has all of our shows and more, is at geek-io.net. Of course, we are located here Mondays at 10 p.m. Eastern at twitch.tv/geekioshow. Smash that love button. Get notified when we go live. What now? 6 days a week, I believe we're up to. And if you're a Twitch Prime subscriber, remember that you can also get 500 bits for the price of 100 bits for $1. And you can drop us in those. You can drop those into our bit bucket, and we greatly
bad app for $1.
If you want to support this, if you want to support us directly, you can go to patreon.com/geekio. That has all of our stuff there, including a private Discord channel that you can get to at geek-io.net/discord, and that'll allow you to influence the shows that you listen to a little bit more directly. And of course, if you shop at Amazon, and let's face it, who doesn't, go to geek-io.net/Amazon, and a little bit comes back our way. Doesn't cost you anything extra. And bada boom, bada bang, we have show titles.
We do have show titles, and they are a lot of them. So hold on. Down the Octopus Hole. Let It Go Show. What the heck is time anymore? You die more than anyone I've ever met. But of course he's brainwashed. Don't you know you want to kiss the guy? Whoa, whoa. DBZ Fight Logic. Break All of the Things. For the love of flapjacks. I'm taking your Captain Crunch. Who the heck is this lady? You've always got to be careful with time travel. You got to bring ass to get ass. This is true. Absolutely.
100% true.
He also got shot, but he's fine. Dealing in Black Lightning. Okay, got to go to jail. Please don't blow up the cops. Assume the position. Tube television with HD. Weird ass hologram of your father. Eat that carrot, dang it. Have fun and eat the carrot. Secret evil iPad. And a robot spine. Spiders in Seduction, sexy purple paint, be nice to Malcolm, and eat that damn carrot. 208 guys on a podcast doing Barack Obama impression. It happens. Be nice to Malcolm and eat that carrot, damn it, again. 67% more confused boners, boats full of waffles, hard cut, and then there's drag queens, literal magic roundabout, big gray meat, 1,000 pointy grass balloons, and Carrie. Not our Carrie, but Carrie.
Carrie. I like how both of them, be nice to Malcolm, eat the damn carrot or both.
Winner.
I'm fairly sure that's our titles. Oh, man. Oh, geez. Thank you so much for hanging out with us. Greatly appreciate it. My vote does go to, of course, the hard cut and there's drag queens, but be nice to Malcolm and eat the damn carrot is the show title.
Eat that damn carrot.
All right, guys, we'll see you next time. Bye.
Hi, my name is Water Buffalo, and I hope you've enjoyed this Geekio Media Network production. Copyright 2018, you see how that works?
Yeah. Diamond Club hopes you have enjoyed this program.